Bill, great American media has made a definite splash in the world of streaming movies and shows. How did this all come about? How did it happen?
Well, first of all, I think there's a huge need for faith and family content in the entertainment space, and there's just very little of it out there. And, you know, we want to be that leader in high quality faith and family content production, and also a go-to destination for families and people who really support faith, family, and country, who aren't getting that type of entertainment from anyplace else. And then secondly, you know, we have a really strong pool of talent that we have great relationships with who have come over to join our effort. And that certainly has created a lot of publicity for us and a lot of notoriety in a number of different ways. So, you know, we're very pleased with where we are after really just being in doing this for 2 years.
And there's almost always something good, something happy, or a faith element in your content. Some in the industry might not have comprehended what you're doing or why. What is the exact mission?
I think first and foremost, provide high quality content in a space that, you know, is first of all underserved, and secondly, could use a dose of that focus on quality and star appeal. And then, you know, secondly, we do it for our viewers, that they have an alternative and a place to go where, you know, in the majority, vast majority of entertainment landscape, they're going to get hit with a lot of things that are uncomfortable and are very difficult to watch or not of their taste. So I think, you know, we do it for our viewers. We do it for the overall good of the world, we think, and the space, and just to give people a place to go that's very different.
And Great American recently acquired PureFlix. What are the plans to do with PureFlix?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. PureFlix is a very well-known faith-based service that we are certainly going to continue to produce faith-based content that subscribers will love, and also broaden that a little bit to include some rom-coms, some mysteries, some lifestyle content. I think that the overall star power that's part of our family will also participate in the content on Great American PureFlix, and we're excited about the trajectory of that business in the streaming space.
How do you come up with new shows? I recently was watching County Rescue on PureFlix. How do you target one to say, yeah, we want to do this one?
That's a great question. You know, it's a long process, and any showrunner or creator, content creator or writer will tell you that the hardest thing and the biggest question they always have is, how does this show get greenlit, and why, and what's that process? And so, you know, it's a lot of reading and a lot of trying to put ourselves in the viewer's chair and really think about what they would want to see, and think about what we might be missing from the landscape, and think about being really consistently supportive of faith, consistently supportive of family and country, and portraying all of those things in a positive light, and having characters who have a strong story arc and who, you know, are compelling on multiple levels and are able to, and stemming from their, you know, multiple storylines across the other characters in the story, so that it doesn't become one-dimensional and it doesn't become, you know, quickly something that you're able to figure out and understand what's going to happen. So there's a lot that goes into that whole development process, and it's quite time consuming, and it's art and science, in that we know what's been successful over the years, and certainly we lean into that knowledge, but at the same time, no one knows exactly what will hit and what won't, and so a lot of it is gut.
I hear you. And I understand also that you are on the board of Parents Television Council. What do you oversee there?
Yeah, so that's a group or Parents Television Council's mission is to educate parents on some of the entertainment pieces that are out there that are pitfalls that they're going to want to keep their kids from viewing, and also to make it known the government and to various organizations that there's a watchdog group that is making sure that doing their best to make sure that content won't completely assault the senses and that go down that slippery slope past the point of no return. So it's a group that is just very focused on keeping the sanity of the entertainment space, keeping it sane, or than it is, and that it can be. And you know, there are some things that are just important, we feel, toward you know, decency. And so Parents Television Council does a great job of flagging those times where that line might get crossed.
And like right now, watching shows can be a little bit complicated. If you've like cut the cable, you may subscribe to this service and you want to watch a ball game over here. So do you think there will be a time where things may be more compact or logical or easier for people?
Yeah, I think there's no question it has to be. And the reality of the business right now is it's not profitable for the big organizations on the streaming side. And streaming is the way the business is, the way the viewers are heading. So the business is heading there. And there needs to come a day where there's more consolidation, where there's better optionality in terms of what you subscribe to and how you do it, and consolidation, whether it's through actual companies coming together and becoming even bigger, or whether it's through bundling. I think that the navigation of the content and what's available will become much easier in the future. You know, streaming's still a very new business in the landscape of the entertainment, you know, history of entertainment. It's only been really, you know, popular for several years, and you know, it's only reached the level recently where it's the choice over anything else, and that takes time to evolve. The technology is extremely complicated in setting these systems up. There are a lot of roadblocks on program rights and organizations that you know, sell their content to other places, and then the window reverts back to them. And so you see shows jump around a lot. I think you'll see that calm down over the course of time, and there'll be a lot more consistency, which will be to the consumer's benefit.
So, Bill, personally for you, what's your heart for what you're doing, sharing shows that often touch on faith, on God, on good people? You know, where are you coming from with this?
Well, I spent my entire career in family-friendly television, and I just think there's just such a need for our children and for, you know, the world to have places to go, that the story isn't always dark, that there isn't always some type of event or situation that you have to either hide the remote, run for the remote, or cover your eyes, or have nightmares if you don't. So, you know, I think that entertainment in a lot of ways is reached a point where it's not as much entertaining as it is just making a statement, or is trying to be on the cutting edge so that the producer wins an award, or that the show gets notoriety from being you know, so far on the cutting edge that people talk about it. And I think there's just the majority of people are just looking to, after a long day at the office, come home and have something to watch and just enjoy themselves. And they don't want to be necessarily put in a position where they're going to be uncomfortable, or there are going to be ramifications when they shut the TV off and they're go to relax and go to sleep. So it's really from the point of view of trying to populate landscape with better content or different type of content.
I've always thought that, you know, when I've seen something, you know, it's hard to unwatch something you've already seen.
Exactly. Very well said.
So when you see a finished movie or show that your company has done and it feels just right, you know, what do you feel? What goes through your mind?
First thing I think of is I can't wait for our viewers to see this, because it's so hard to develop something that hits the mark right where we think our viewers' hearts and minds are, that when I see it, I want to share it the world, and I want everyone to know that what we've produced is something that we're proud of and something that we think they will love and something that we think after spending 2 hours of the movie that they can look and say that was an enjoyable 2 hours and not a waste of my time. You know, how many of us have gone to the movies or turned a movie on TV and really be looking forward to it? You get about halfway through and you're like, I don't even know if I can sit through the rest of this. And there's no worse feeling in the world, I know, for me. And so when we create a good piece of content, we just want to share it right away and not sit on it and wait. You know, it's part of the process. So it's really what we do is for the viewer and the subscriber. And we want to share that with them once it's created and once we feel good about it.
And looking ahead on the horizon of entertainment, of show business and so forth, what do you see? Is there anything you can share, anything you'd like to see?
Well, I think, you know, I'd like to see certainly a more even playing field. You know, right now, the playing field is certainly tilted toward those with that own the most real estate. And that could be, you know, in the nature, in the form of either networks or streaming services or, you know, it's very hard for independents to be successful in an environment where leverage and, quite frankly, some anti-competitive situations exist and are really, there should be a concern of the Justice Department and the antitrust legislation, because there are so many elements that are working against independence. So that's the first thing. I think seeing a landscape where that's fairer and more can compete. And then secondly, would love to see certainly more content that's geared toward families and is acceptable for all people to watch and feel good about. You know, from our point of view, we have a great Easter celebration coming up where we've licensed The Blind, which will premiere on March 22nd, and is a story of Phil Robertson and his journey. And then we have a movie produced by Candace Cameron Bure following right after called Just in Time that's starring Laura Osnes. And we have some classics like Risen and Case for Christ and Do You Believe, and really life-affirming stories that can give people hope, that are uplifting, and that will, we think, at the end of the day, make people's day a little bit better. So, you know, I'd love to see certainly more of that. I'm not forecasting that from a general broad entertainment landscape, but certainly from our point of view, we'll be doing even more of that moving forward and are anxious to entertain our audiences with that type of content that's faith, family, and country focused.
Bill Abbott, I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts, your heart with us, and thank you for all you and Great American do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.